Welcome, everyone. I'm Gary Schleifer, and this is the Meet the Author podcast, brought to you by Choice, the magazine of professional coaching, the ultimate resource for professional coaches in the wonderful arena of professional coaching. We're more than just a magazine. Choice is a community for people who use coaching in their work or personal lives. We've been building our strong, passionate following in the coaching industry for more than 20 years. In today's episode, I will be talking with a coach and author, Patrick Chapman, on his article, Coaching Presence, How Being Present Evokes Client Awareness, from the recent episode, Evoking Awareness, Choice Magazine. Let me tell you a little bit about Patrick. He's the owner of Inward Action Coaching. He uses his coaching, conflict management, and mindfulness expertise to help professionals design a more fulfilled and balanced work life. Patrick is a professional certified coach with the International Coaching Federation, a certified professional co-active coach, which is with the Coaches Training Institute, and a certified conflict coach. And he also possesses 25 years of expertise in coaching, conflict management, training, organizational development, and law. And wait till you see, he's a youngin' and in the private sector. Patrick earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology from Ohio Wesleyan University and Juris Doctorate degree from the University of Cincinnati College of Law. He's a member of the State Bar of Georgia. And as I got to know you, Patrick, I just felt like we were on similar journeys, although you are decades younger than I am, as we found out. And both with the Coaches Training Institute, and we're both PCCs with the International Coaching Federation. And the more we talked, the more we realized like landmark education and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, it really was a simpatico getting to know you. So I'm really thrilled to have you here and welcome you on this podcast.
Well, thank you, Gary. I'm really appreciative about the opportunity. I've been reading Choice for quite some years, and so it's really a blessing to have the opportunity to, one, write an article within Choice magazine, and then also be able to connect with you here on the podcast. So thanks again for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. It was, you know, it was quite a joy to read that because you really got right to the point and the heart of the matter in your article. And most likely, because I don't remember the decision making a year ago, because that's how long ago we get through all this. But it really struck me as you really got down to the core of what it means to be present. So let's get into some other things. I want to know what inspired you to write about coaching presence.
Yeah, well, thank you. It was really two different things. One is desire to want to grow, you know, to continue to grow myself. I find that, you know, when you get out there from your training, what can happen is you can get a little bit dull. You know, you get used to kind of being habitual and doing your coaching. And so that was one thing I saw. And I do some mentor coaching. So sometimes I have more experienced coaches will come and want to be more mindful, be more present within their coaching. Another thing is I noticed something based on mentor coaching that I do for new coaches in different coaching programs. I noticed that oftentimes new coaches I find focus a lot on technique and processes and not being present. They're trying to like help out and they want to fix something because a client wants to fix something. So they get into problem solving. They don't focus so much about what's right here, right now in front of them. And so, you know, your disposition, or sometimes people refer to it as your orientation, you know, how we show up as coaches really matters. Yeah. And so, you know, where I put my awareness has a big impact upon what happens within the client-coach relationship, what skills I employ, and then what result comes from the impact on the client.
Yeah, well said. You know, you really hit on a point. I remember back when I was first being a coach, and it was all about like the big thing. And I think it is still sometimes is the powerful question. You know, it's like, and you're so not present, but you're present to what's the next question I should be asking. That you're not even, not only are you being skilled at being with the client, the presence doesn't even come into the conversation, right? Like into your mindset. Right. One of the words that really struck me that I love is the word energy. And that one really picks on up with me and intuition. So you said this about, about coach training and the presence wasn't there. Where do you think it starts to fit in, or where do you think it should fit in? Or I know this is a stacked question, and my mentors would tell me this is all wrong.
I feel a powerful question coming.
Yeah. Okay. So forget that one. Forget that one. So here's coaching. How and when do you introduce coaching presence properly and effectively into your coaching?
Yeah. I actually, it's a beautiful question, Gary. I really think it starts even before I get into the coaching session itself. I really think it's when I come on to, before I come onto a call, am I present? Mm-hmm. You know, so kind of sitting down, might be breathing techniques. It could be meditation or some other form of mindfulness. Getting myself present with what is my intention? What is it that I'm here to do? What is it that my client wants? You know, to kind of align with their purpose. And then it gets into them being in the call itself and meeting with the client. So I think it starts again with us as coaches, and then it moves into the actual coaching session with the client. And the first thing really is just to check in with the client to see what they need. Oftentimes clients are kind of moving into a coaching session coming from something else, and they're often not very present. And so that's an opportunity for us to help them become a bit more aware of the moment and how they want to transition into this moment in coaching.
You know, you're making it sound very easy, and I think that is. No, seriously, you do, because the way you're suggesting it, it's one more of those things that a coach should be applying right from the beginning. It's like, okay, you know, have I got the agreement? Do I know what the outcome of the client and I have agreed to? Am I present, right? So yeah. I don't think I ever had that in my, they could have taught it to me, but I don't think I ever had that in my view of coach learning and execution in the early days, to have that really be there. I really think that came for me later on in life. So tell me, what do you do personally to get ready for a coaching client? Like what do you do to get present?
Yeah, well, I'll first take a look at my notes from being with the client prior, and just get a sense and just kind of sit back and think about, well, how are they evolving here? Being curious about who is this client? Mm-hmm. Who are they now in this moment compared to some weeks ago when I first started working with them, for example? So I'll look a little bit about, you know, the notes and reflect back myself. Then I'll put it aside. And then I'll just begin to relax, you know, my mind, relax the body. And you're right, it's not always easy to do that as you have yourself multiple things going on as a coach that you're managing. But I think it's important, and I'm not 100% like the expert at this. I find that there's days where it's better one day than another, but it's the continual practice of it. So I'll sit, and I'll sit for at least, you know, 10 to 15 minutes if I can, and I'll just focus on an object of my attention. It could be my breath. It could be imagining the client and what will perhaps happen within the session as they come into the session. It could be focusing on sounds in the room. It could be getting up, standing, and moving my body around a little bit, or just standing steady and holding myself in the space and feeling my feet as they get rooted within the ground. Lots of different ways you can attend to be able to kind of just relax the body and the mind to center, so that you can be present in coaching with your clients.
Well, and thank you. I you've made a lot of suggestions in the article, and I strongly suggest that the people listening to this take some time to read your article, because you give some great practices, both immediate and a bit more long-term, you know, reading about mindfulness practices and things like that. So, but I was curious to see, what do you do, you know, because I'm like you, and I have one more question to add on to that, but sure. I'm doing the same thing. And I have, I live in a condo building. I'm on the 24th floor. And sometimes, it's in, while I'm working that this hawk starts flying. That's what brings me, that's what yeah. really makes me present. It's like it takes me away from the freneticness of whatever I'm doing, because most yeah. of the time it's that during the week. Mm-hmm. And then this hawk will start soaring, like, you know how they are, they just soar on the wind. Mm-hmm. And I stop and to me, that's one of those mindfulness. It's like nature calling to me to be mindful.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a reminder yeah. to be mindful. So yeah, no, that's cool.
I can relate to that because I have some cardinals that, you know, when the pandemic hit, everything slowed down, everything got quiet. And I remember one of the things I heard more than ever was the birds. Oh. So I have some cardinals in my backyard that all of a sudden move by, and you know, the bright color of the red will definitely draw my attention. And yeah, and so it doesn't really matter what you place your attention on, it's the attending that's important to be able to help you get centered.
Yeah, wow, cardinals, I love that bright red. Oh, that's great. You're obviously on ground level.
I am.
You know, and I don't know if we truly covered this, so I'm going to ask you this question. So what inspired you to write this article? Like, what was really, really behind it? Was it observation, what?
Yeah, just the observation again within the mentor coaching about the other coaches that I saw is biggest thing. But also, it's like, you know, the focus of my business is called inward action coaching. A lot of people think that action starts from doing an activity, from doing something outside of oneself to get some type of result. And I really feel that action starts inward. It's really an inward journey, and it's an organic one of growth and development. And in order to be able to, you know, really focus on the inward, you know, to be able to get more of an understanding of what your desires are, your strengths, your goals, your perspectives, limited beliefs, you name it, it really requires presence. That's really our natural state. You know, we're really, although we're meaning-making people, and there's a lot of fixation to focus on the past, or I find for myself more, you know, falling into the future, our natural state, and like the state of nature, like you mentioned, is the present. That's really all we have. And that's really all we need to work with. And that's the practice of continuously remembering that, bring yourself back to this very moment.
Well, well said. It that's something we should be present to a little more often, is that all we have is the present. You know, oh, that's great. Thank you. So what do you plan to write about in the future? More about presence?
Yeah, there's a couple different areas I'm interested in. One area that I'm interested in is the connection between presence and resilience. A lot of times resilience is viewed and something that seems like it's more of a hot topic right now in our society, especially based on what's been happening with all the changes from the pandemic as we go through it as a country and even global internationally. And, you know, a lot of times resilience is viewed as something where you are bouncing back, overcoming challenge or change, uncertainties. But to me, there's another aspect of that, and that's the bouncing forward, you know, the movement from what you've been able to gather and learn and grow from the challenges. And then from that, how do you then expand into the future? And I think presence ties into that. And I'll give you an example of that. Think of mindfulness again, and we focus on a specific object of our choice, mm-hmm. and then our mind wanders off someplace else. And then all of a sudden we realize, oh, I'm in this thought stream. I don't know how long I've been in that thought stream, but I've been there for a while. Now let me come back to whatever I'm putting my attention to. It might be the breath. And then that happens again, the mind wanders, and it goes over and over again. And that continuous effort to refocus and attend, to me, is what resilience is about.
I apologize, and I heard all of that, and part of me was holding something that wasn't allowing me to be present, and that is a request right for
yeah.
We have an issue coming up on resilience in a couple of quarters. And
wonderful.
Delight if you to submit one for consideration.
I would love that.
All our writers, there's no guarantee to be published, but
sure.
95% of the people make it through. So, please consider that. We'd love to.
I would love to do that. The other area I'm interested in writing about also ties in with presence is, you know, in the article, I focused a lot on intentionality. You know, you have to be deliberate to make presence a habit, you know, through study, through practice and reflection. I'm also interested in thinking about a little bit more about how presence just occurs on its own without making an intention. So it becomes more effortless. I'll give you an example of that, Gary. I think about walks in nature. And sometimes I'm out walking and I'll focus specifically in on an object of attention. You know, I'm the subject and here's the object. And the object today might be focusing on the sounds of nature or just the different colors that I see. And that is presence within them. I'm specifically intentionally focusing in on something. And then there's other times where I don't really have a specific object to focus on. I'm just out there walking. And from that also this presence, I think the difference there is one sphere of awareness where when I'm focusing much more on a specific object, it draws more towards the mind and it's more narrow in focus. Similar to the currents that people have when, you know, they have a car that they're shopping for that they like, and all of a sudden they notice the same car everywhere now as they're shopping around trying to find that car. Kind of like being at the ocean, you know, you can look out into the water and then you can get in the water. And then all of a sudden you're just experiencing the ocean and it's no longer a focus on yourself. And I'm wondering in coaching, how can that be applicable? I'm curious to write and think about that a little bit more because I think it really gets to this whole idea of oneness, you know, being one and not focusing and seeing yourself as separate from something else.
Wow. You know, I really love that. It's funny, you know, we talk about, you set an intention, you went for a walk in nature, and then you just let it all go because you set the stage, if you will, you know, and it's not like your intention isn't still there, but you've let go. You got yourself to the spot where you need to be to just be with nature. I'm so inspired because I was thinking of, one of the things I have in my view is the Niagara Escarpment, and the tip of the Niagara Escarpment is Niagara Falls, but I can see that about 30, 40 miles away. And I know that that whole area has walking trails, and I don't know why I don't take the time to do it, but I'm going out that way on the weekend. I'm going to find a walking trail and I'm going to go intentionally find the walking trail and then just walk.
Yeah.
Present to nature, right? I know what it does for me, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are thinking the same thing, especially the ocean. What really resonates with me above and beyond is your introduction of the concept of oneness. And you know, when you say that, I think I've had that experience, but I never had never thought of it as oneness. I just thought of, wow, where, you know, it's kind of like you come out of a daze, like
right.
That oneness in your, you know, so that's something I'm going to keep an eye out for when I'm doing these kind of things and just being present and doing some more work on it myself. I have to admit, I'm not the best at it. I'm a big doer, and my goal is to be more intentional about presence.
Yeah, and beautiful. And I encourage you to play with both.
Yeah.
There's the intentionality of it, and there's also the kind of just hang out. I think other modalities, even beyond coaching, help support building presence. I think about a couple that I've been involved with past year, which are like micro movement exercises. Feldenkrais, another one's called Hannah Somatics, and they really, you know, work on that mind-body connection, and they're really about making less effort. And so it's really teaching me how to be in a different way where it's not so much about trying to strive or get someplace or putting a lot of force and energy behind something, but more like just kind of sitting back, allowing things to come and watching as things are happening. And that takes, I think, time and patience and just letting go.
Yeah, that's a tough one for a lot of people. But you know what? It's practice, right? All of it is, mm-hmm. is practice. And maybe that's why they call it a practice of.
Absolutely.
You're always practicing and introducing, like now the concept of intentionality and also oneness are going to be, you know, it's those things that you can't unsee or unhear, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's, oh, there's that thing Patrick was talking about. Mm-hmm. Great.
Beautiful.
Well, Patrick, is there anything else you'd like our audience to take from this article and from this conversation? Like immediate to-dos around presence. Sorry, couldn't resist.
Yeah, I think the last thing I would share would be as far as, moving forward for people, look for the opportunities, read different books, articles, workshops, things that help you get present. And I would say, just like you said, the continuous practice of it, whether it be nature or coaching or other types of modalities and exercises, but make it daily. I find that that's has been the most rewarding for myself. And it's something you can always come back to and make it fun. Sometimes we can make it like another check mark of things to do. But I find that just a brief moment within the day, a little walk, something I'm eating, maybe a nice piece of cake or something, or some chai, will help you in those moments, will give you the motivation and the joy to move through other challenges that come up. And so I think it's important to just slowly practice patience, bring care to whatever you do with presence.
Oh, what a great word, care. Yeah. You've it brought up so many great words, Patrick, in a context that is just a little bit different and a little bit more serving. I really love it. I want to thank you so much for joining us for the Meet the Author, for submitting and allowing your great words to be published. What's the best way for our audience to reach you?
Oh, thank you. A couple of different ways. I'll give you my email address. It's patrickchapman@inwardactioncoaching.com. And you can also go to inwardactioncoaching.com, my website.
Awesome. And we'll put that in the below this video. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary, for the opportunity again. Really honored to be here with you today.
Hey, and who knows? Publish another article. We might meet up again for another one.
I would love to do that.
Awesome. Well, folks, that's it for this episode of the Meet the Author series. Sign up to our email list at choice-online and subscribe to your favorite podcast app. We're going to be there. We're working on that. And don't miss any of our other informative episodes. If you're interested in getting a free digital issue of Choice Magazine, head over to Choice and click the Sign Up Now button, and you'll get a free one to look at. So I want to thank Patrick one more time. It's been an absolute delight. I've learned a lot myself, and I hope our listeners have too. I'm Gary Schleifer, and I invite you to enjoy the journey to mastery.